Cortana, start the podcast.
And now, Palette Swap Ninja.
I was bored of my gaming. I've been playing too long. From Project Gotham to Halo, I'd even tired of Pong. But then I picked up a new game, one my friends never knew. I put a post on the forums to try to find a player too. If you like Little Pinata, but you feel all ashamed, your friends don't understand you, because you like a kid's game. If you play co-op games at midnight, when nobody can see, I got room on my friends list, send an invite to me.
Hello, nurse. Welcome to the Geezer Gamers Community Cast, episode number 207. It's Wednesday, March 11th, 2015. I'm your host, Cyber Knight. Mosfly is joining me tonight. Hello, Mosfly.
How's it going?
Good. Got another guest on the line. Hello, is that Devastator?
Take a guess. Yes. Happy birthday.
I heard the can open.
Hi, everybody.
Hey,
hey buddy, how
are
you doing?
Good to have you back to the show.
It's great to be back. Sorry, I took a little hiatus after my long hiatus, and I pulled my hiatus, and...
Well, I'm glad you got your hiatus back here and can join us for the show.
Well,
Devastator, what you been playing lately?
Wow. Okay. Well, I've been bouncing around between a lot of things between the 360 and the One. So my son actually got Minecraft on the One and has gotten me into it as well. So I fell into that deep sinkhole of despair, which is that. So besides that, you know, like your typical things that you've been bouncing around and playing, you know, and, you know, some Halo things, although he did warm my heart this morning by saying, "Hey Dad, can you teach me how to play Halo?" And he's 8 years old, and the only thing he's ever done so far is, like, we just played some Griffball. That's it. That's all I would let him play. And I'm kind of on the fence as to getting him on there, but I think it's time, and we're going to start it out together and start playing that. Other than that, I'm highly addicted to this one iPad game or iPhone. It's on everything, I guess. It's called Star Wars Commander. And like you build your base and you attack the rebels, and I guess if you're a rebel, you attack the Imperials and that kind of thing. You know, it's kind of like one of those type of games. And so I don't know. That's really about it. How about you guys? Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah. All right.
Cyber, you got this?
Oh, me? you know, not a whole lot. More Halo. I did play some Rayman Legends last night and, you know, finally started in on that. Was it last night or the night before? I guess it doesn't matter. I don't know. What did I have for breakfast today? Anyway, that's a lot of fun. Good quality platformer. It's very fun. I like
Rayman or your breakfast?
I don't remember what breakfast was.
All right.
I've heard Shredded Wheat's a whole lot of fun. So
when that little guy gets up and starts talking to me, I don't like it.
So how about you, Mosfly? What you been playing?
I'm still on this huge D-Way 5 kick. I've been actually playing it online with a friend of mine, and there's been a few lag issues, but it's really not been too bad. So, still really enjoying that game, and think of me as you will for that. But it's fun.
The one with the Spartan in it was DOA 4, right? It's not this one, right?
It was
the one before.
It was the first one that came out.
Was that three?
It was three or four. It was three or four.
But
I don't remember.
It's not the one you're playing now.
No, this one's 5. So
yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of characters, no Spartan.
Damn it.
I know, right? It breaks your heart.
Yeah.
He would have got 61. And then on the list other than that would be I'm getting back into Wolfenstein The New Order after taking a few days off of that. That's just still, it's just a really solid game.
Really? Cool.
And I'm getting back into that because there may be a prequel coming out, and we'll talk about that later. So, got to finish one off before the next one comes out. Also, picked up the DS last week. Still enjoying that a whole lot, but I've learned I can only take about 30 minutes of Mario Brothers before my hand turns into just a solid rock of pain. Because that thing's, it's the XL, but it's not extra large. Let's just be frank. The thing is not big enough for my big meat hands.
The arthritis.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's the dual thumbstick arthritis kicking in. Other than that,
I hear you.
That's been what I've been playing for the last week or so here. So
cool.
All right then. So why don't we get into what we've heard on the news intrawebs over the past week, gaming related and a little other. Rock Band 4 has been announced by Harmonix. It is going to be coming to the PS4 and the Xbox. Sometime towards the end of this year, I think, is their target. And they are looking for ways of making all your purchases, all your music, carry forward.
What?
So, yeah.
There
so
is
that's
a stipulation
awesome.
On that.
Well, there always is. Yeah. I mean, they had that every release that they promised that is they have licensing deals that they have to honor, and they may not be able to get all of them. But they are working for it and trying to get about as much as they can to actually carry forward so that you will have a sizable library as soon as this thing is launched.
The other stipulation on that is if you jump platforms, sorry, they're not going to transfer Microsoft to Sony or vice versa. So if you got a PlayStation 4, sorry about that.
Or good for you if you had a PlayStation 3.
Yeah,
oh, there
if you
go.
Have a PlayStation 3, you're good. But
but
let me tell you, my 20 gigs of Xbox 360 songs, I'd be pretty irked right now if I made that wrong choice. So
now, if I remember correctly, those were kind of like time-based things. It's like if you bought a Red Hot Chili Pepper song, like it was, like it's good for as long as I think it might only be like 3 or 5 years or something like that.
Oh no! Once you bought it, it's yours. They did delist some of them off of the store, but if you've already purchased it, it's yours to keep.
Yep.
Oh. Okay. So, Cyber, we'll have to see about that.
Yeah. So you know whether or not they can get the license to reissue it on the next gen, or I guess it's current gen now. Can we call it current gen? I guess we can.
I don't know. It's been a year. Can you call it?
Yeah, it's current gen, this gen,
this
gen.
Okay.
I knew so, it was a couple of gens. That's
right.
Another story.
Yeah. That's a whole different podcast. So, yeah, if you bought them on the last gen, you should have it on this gen if they can get the licensing working out. Now that you've said that, that sounds really awkward. So we're just going to move
on. The different jets. When you say this last jet, this jet, I'm like, oh, I remember her.
They're also looking at making the old instruments compatible. So,
wow.
So the
wow.
The trick really? With the X-Bone is the wireless protocol is completely different. So, they talked about, well, maybe they'll have a dongle or something that you can plug in and it'll do the translation. Most of mine are wired because I got the cheap versions that first came out. So I might be okay because those should just plug right into the USB port, I think.
Right.
That's
we'll
kind of what I was hoping.
Yeah.
Except I will have to replace my drum set.
Yeah. I got both, so we'll see. Cool.
Yep.
The drums just didn't hold up for the 5 years or whatever it was. So I'll have to get a new set of those no matter what, but I'm excited. I had a lot of fun. It might be a little more difficult to scrounge together the band now instead of straight out of college, but, you know, just have to schedule it.
Yeah, and after Jimmy quit and Joey got married, it just...
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah,
all right. Why don't we just move on then? So this little bit of news, it's not strictly gaming related, but Apple had their big release conference earlier this week and announced a whole bunch of crap. And one of the things that people have been kind of looking forward to is HBO is about to sell their service a la carte. So you can buy it, the HBO Now service, without a cable subscription. Well, Apple's announcement this week is that it's going to be exclusive to Apple devices for at least at launch. There's been a couple of reports from different sources. One was a CNN reporter that put it on his Twitter feed, and the other, IGN, just said, well, an HBO spokesperson said this. But it's kind of been buried how long this exclusive is, and it's only supposed to be about 3 months. But still kind of a bummer for people who have been waiting for this. If you don't have an Apple device, you aren't going to be getting it until, I guess, July. So, you know, first world problems, I guess. But
yeah, unless you got, you know, other things that have HBO Go and you get it another way.
Right, yeah. HBO Go is still as wide open as it always is. And, you know, unless your cable provider is Comcast and they seem to be blocking things randomly. But that's Comcast for you.
So, do you guys think the $14 a month is a decent price for one channel, though? I mean, that's basically Netflix and Hulu combined. So,
right.
And maybe it's just me, but besides Game of Thrones, I don't know what else is on HBO. So,
the occasional movie, that's about it. Like, I watched 300 Rise of an Empire today. It, only because I was bored out of my mind and there was nothing else on, you know. And it satisfied my gore fest that I required. But other than that, you know, no, there's really not much else on there.
And and who can't pass up the spray painted abs every once in a while, you know? Or is that just me? Is that just me? I'm sorry.
Hey, man, you know, I spent a lot of money on an airbrush.
Alrighty then. Yeah, the only thing I can think of that HBO has that I've heard of is Game of Thrones. That's the only one anybody seems to talk about. So,
and there's like Pirates of Silicon Valley or something of Silicon Valley that's supposed to be really good.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that.
There's some other things like Veep people like. There are other things on there, but there's so much out there to compete with it. It's, you know, I get a discount from Verizon because I have that and Showtime. And it got that with whatever thing I got for my Wi-Fi because of it. And I got like X amount off for some stupid reason. So I have it, you know, but I don't know if it's like any difference between the $15 and maybe it's $17. And then it's like, what the hell do you care about at that point, you know? You know, but that's, again, my first world problem. So, you know, but for someone who doesn't have anything and wants to get it, you know, skip it and torrent it, you know. Hey, yeah. I mean, hypothetically, I mean, we are not suggesting such a thing.
No, usergamers.com does not condone piracy of any sort.
Oh, no.
All right. All right, now that disclaimer's out of the way. Personally, I don't care. I don't watch enough TV as it is. You know, I have Netflix, and I'm not sure I even get my money's worth out of that just because I don't watch a whole heck of a lot. But, whatever. But, yeah, so anyway, so now that the Master Chief Collection is finally fixed for at least a lot of people here in the U.S., a lot of countries elsewhere seem to still be having server issues and various related matchmaking stuff. But I guess Microsoft has seen fit to launch the official Halo Master Chief Collection bundle. So now for $350, you can get the standard Xbox One without a Kinect and a digital copy of the Master Chief Collection. So there you go.
Yay.
I guess they figured it was safe now.
Yeah.
Time to start reselling that thing. Woo! All right.
I'm surprised they didn't come out with a special version of it, you know, like, you know, a version of the X-Bone, you know, like it would have like different color stuff on it.
Right. Yeah. It's nothing special. It's just a standard black Xbox One. So.
I'm betting that's coming for the fifth edition for Halo 5. I'm betting they're holding back for that. And they're going to let the floodgates go. You can get your Spartan helmet again. Woo!
The official cat helmet version 2.
Speaking of which, the new version of Halo 5, there's an edition coming out, $250 with something in it, like some kind of big, I don't know, statue of some kind. So it might be a small Chihuahua helmet.
I could never justify spending the extra money for the legendary editions. I always, you know, I got the limited ones because it had a little bit of extra stuff and was kind of cool, but it
and
wasn't.
You wanted the metal case, right?
And that metal case. That was totally worth it right there. But you know, I couldn't get myself to justify spending an extra $50 on top or $100 or whatever it ended up being for the different legendary editions. That's just too much. Yeah, you know, I spend enough money on toys as it is. Just looking at all my Halo Mega Block sets, it cost me quite a bit of money.
Oh, there is that, I suppose, you know.
Yeah. I guess that's where I spend my money then.
Yeah. If you melt it down and recycle it, that's at least, you know, $2.82 of plastic that you could recycle, so.
Wow.
Oh, sorry.
You had to bring that one on. That one's
I'm right there with you, though. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, that was a birthday present I got for myself was the Halo Mega Block Scarab set. Boy, that thing, you know.
Wow, got that?
Yeah, a couple things on that. It's the most pieces that they have in a set yet. It even outranks the Forward Unto Dawn. There's like 3,300 pieces to this thing. And spreading them out on my basement floor and crawling around on the floor is not as easy as it used to be when you're when you're over 40. No.
Like a scarab.
Yeah. But yeah, so when I put these things together, the first thing I always do is I sort all the pieces and count them out because the manual actually has a list of all the pieces you should have and how many of them. And if I have one missing, I want to put that order in right away so I can get it and so I can finish it sooner rather than later. And enough, there was a piece missing.
Oh.
But
sorry,
you know, for
about that.
For over 3,300 pieces. And having only one piece missing. Okay, that's not too bad, but still, it was kind of annoying. So,
hey, man, that's the kind of thinking that blew up a space shuttle. Remember that? What, too soon?
What?
Sorry.
We got our probe all the way to Mars. We just couldn't quite land it, right? But, hey, getting it 200 million miles, that's pretty good, right? Yeah, so right now I have a scarab that is mostly complete, just doesn't have the top turret on it, so it's kind of missing its head, but waiting for that piece to show up. But yeah, cool. Anyway, yeah, it's a beast too. That thing's huge. I'll have to take some pictures of it. Take some pictures of it standing over the Forward Unto Dawn. That'd be good. All right,
yeah, really.
Let's move on a little bit. Borderlands, the Handsome Collection is now available for pre-order and pre-download on the X-Bone Digital Store. This is Borderlands 2 and the Borderlands pre-sequel, including all DLC that has been released for the game as of the time of launch, which will be March 24th. So if they come out with any.
I'm sorry, keep going. I'm sorry.
So if they come out with any more DLC for Borderlands 2 after this, I guess it won't be included. But I don't know. That's the disclaimer they put on it. So I don't know if they are planning on more DLC, but just it is coming out with all available DLC at launch. So there you go.
And it's on the Xbox One.
This is on the Xbox One, yes.
So Borderlands 2 on the Xbox One. Wow, that's cool.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Man, we played the heck out of that game. It was awesome.
I keep complaining about the remixes and remasters, and then I keep buying them. So I guess I just should shut up and pay for it.
So what you're saying is you're part of the problem.
I am definitely part of the problem. I am not the solution, my friend.
Yeah, in other news, Michael Jackson is coming out with a new album. So.
Oh, too soon, man. Too soon.
Aw.
Tupac? Oh, wait. He does that every year somehow.
Whitney Houston. Oh, wait.
No. Oh,
man. Line crossed.
Interesting. That's where the line was. All right. Notice for future.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never played Borderlands 2. I did pick up one, but I got it like a year after everybody stopped playing it. So I just couldn't get into it. I mean, I was just playing on my own because everybody else had moved on. Or when I did play with other people, they were at, you know, level 70 or whatever. And I felt like I was just running to catch up the whole time. So, I don't know.
It was a heck of a lot of fun, man. I mean, even just playing with Moss and, you know, or Bantha, you know, like you guys, you know, just hopping on. That was probably one of the most fun co-op games made that we played.
It is. It's such a great game. The first one was good, but they stepped it up on the second one. So if you haven't played it, you definitely should grab the remaster.
Now, here's the thing, though. Since you guys have already played through the whole story, you know, you've played Borderlands 2, what would be the draw of coming back to play it now? I mean, you've already done it. You've kind of been there, done that.
$50?
I don't know.
Is it $40? $40 won't bring me.
I don't know.
$60 won't.
I will tell you in a second. I don't know. It's really fun. It has a lot of replayability, I think. It's just, it's a good hangout with friends and shoot stuff game, so.
Yeah, you know how Destiny is now? You know, you go in there and you just kind of shoot stuff, run around and do things.
You're talking.
Now, imagine that with a lot more comedy and things, and there you go.
that probably fell short. It's cyber. Yeah. You know how you run around and shoot things in Halo?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Know your audience always.
Right. Yeah, so the Handsome Collection is going to be $60 for Borderlands 2 and pre-sequel. Yep.
Well, you can get them independently?
I don't think you can. No, yeah, it's bundle only, but they list them separately on the store. You jackwings.
What?
Now, why do they list the pre-sequel twice on the store?
Pre-pre-sequel?
No, there's the pre-sequel, and then there's the pre-sequel. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. All right. Yeah, this makes for good radio. Let's all stare at websites. All right, so... Moss, tell us about Wolfenstein.
So, Wolfenstein, the pre-sequel, is coming out.
Wolfenstein? Nine?
My name
is...
So, it's going to be called The Old Blood instead of The New Order. Yeah, you like that? Yeah, all right, yeah.
I see what they did there.
It's coming out in May. And it's going to be a standalone pre-sequel for $20. So the trailer looks really good. And at the end of the trailer, they have this really funny scene. You got to go check it out. But basically, BJ Blazkowicz jumps into a ship, looks down, sees a shotgun and a hacksaw, starts sawing off the shotgun, and this zombie breaks through the wall. He looks up, looks down, and starts sawing really fast. It's if they've got a whole bunch of comedy in there like that, oh, it's going to be so much fun. So, and like I said, the full game that I'm working on right now is just a great game, so I'm really excited to play more of that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that to go on sale to get that, to tell you the truth. I would really want to play that.
It went on sale over Christmas for $30.
Son of a...
So, that's actually why I own it, but it's such a great game, it should go back on sale, I hope.
Yeah,
cool.
Might hope.
So, that one's coming out. And really looking forward to that. Another game I've been looking forward to for a very long time is Ori and the Blind Forest. That just came out last night or yesterday. However, the Xbox One store was having a little bit of an issue. So, I kept getting an error. Yeah, I know, right? What?
Yeah.
This store, it's rock solid usually. I don't know why it was having issues last night. But so I finally got it last night right before I headed to bed. So haven't played it yet. Very excited to crack that game open. From what I've heard, it's a very hard platformer. But you know what? It looks so pretty and it looks so well done that I'm going to get frustrated. That's fine. One thing I'm wondering about, though, is they decided to put Ori out the same time that they put Rayman out for free. So I'm wondering if that's going to stomp on Ori's sale figures at all. Because they come from the same genre. So I don't know. Right. What do you guys think?
I wish I had an opinion. I really don't know anything about
You know, don't give two flips, huh? All right.
No, not that I don't.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
I mean, it does look pretty, but yeah, like you're saying, I have a platformer that I just got that I am going to be playing if I wanted to get that, you know, scratch that platformer itch.
Yep.
So,
they put this out just for me since I bought the game already. All right. Yeah. I need a different platformer to play since I'm a sucker. And buy games right when they come out and don't wait for them to go free, apparently. So, no, hopefully I'll have a decent review for you guys next week. But like I said, that was one of my really hopeful games from E3 when I was just like, wait, color in a video game? What's this? So,
what are you talking about? We got all kinds of colors. I mean, how many shades of brown do you want?
16 bits, baby.
Other than that, guys, we had PAX going on right at the end of GDC this year. Good planning, guys. So I didn't really hear a whole lot besides the new Blood trailer and that first-person shooter Overwatch from Blizzard. There wasn't a whole lot of PAX news. Cyber, did you catch anything?
I had just started listening to Major Nelson's podcast from PAX. So they were talking a little bit about things they've been playing and what's that big...
Well, that's the thing, you know. It's
yeah, well, no, there was something that was announced at GDC that they're actually able to play at PAX. It's that big MOBA, MMO...
Oh, Smite?
FPS. Not
Smite?
Not Smite. No it's the... what the heck was it? Gigantic or something of that sort.
Okay.
That's it?
Yep.
Gigantic? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Gigantor.
So, yeah. Which is going to be, you know, cross-platform on the Xbone and Windows 10, which will be releasing later this year. But they didn't really say that much about it, so I don't... And nothing new that we haven't heard before, because, you know, they announced it at GDC and talked about it already, so...
Yeah. Yeah, so spread out your conferences, guys. Plan that a little better. I did hear that PAX was a little dead because there were booth spaces for everyone that they had rented out, but they didn't make it from the other side of the country. in a day and a half and set up their stuff. I don't know why that happened. So
well, this was the one that was on the East Coast in Boston.
Yeah,
right?
this one that PAX East was in Boston at the end of this week, and GDC was in San Francisco at the beginning of this week.
Oh, you're talking about people who are probably in both and couldn't get there.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I've heard happen. Obviously, I wasn't at either, so I'm just stuck in the middle of this country going, I don't know.
Yeah, it's Boston living in the flyover states, isn't it?
yeah, something about that.
Yeah, how's the weather out on the East Coast there, Dev?
Oh, it sucks.
I mean,
it's gotten better.
Somebody's trying to get into Boston. Are they even able to get there?
Oh, let me tell you, Boston has been hellacious because I can tell you for one thing, a couple weeks ago I went to Puerto Rico for a week and it's beautiful down there and I was hanging out with a dude from Boston who was telling me how bad it was. So I could tell you, Boston's really bad while I was sitting in the sun. So, I don't know what it's been like out there lately, but it's been like in the 50s for the past 2 days here, and everything's melting and flooding around us. So
awesome.
Nice. Yep. I'm surprised. Yeah, Boston's going to end up underwater here soon because they've had just so much crazy snow out there.
Yep. Break out the tea bags.
Like, we're not playing Halo.
Soon.
Too soon, Dev. Too soon.
I knew when it came out of my mouth. No, not that either.
The heists. Those came out this week. Those were broken as well, guys.
Much rejoicing.
There was rejoicing because the broken or just timed that poorly. No.
Took me a while to hit that button. So they're finally out.
Yeah, on target.
Heists are finally released only, 18 months after they were promised?
8 months and 24 hours because you could not play them when they came out for the first 24 hours. Supposedly they're fixed now, so anyone out there, five of you that are listening to this podcast and may have Grand Theft Auto 5, the Xbox One, I would love to check it out, but you do have to have a group of people, and let's face it, I don't want to play GTA with a whole bunch of people that I don't know for supposedly like 3 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, supposedly they're pretty long because you got to do all the setup missions to like go get like your heist vehicles and then money and stuff like that. So there's a couple different stages of the heist missions that you've got to complete. So it's gonna take you kind of like planning around the Destiny raid kind of thing. Guys, we got a Friday night. We're gonna start at 5 and we're gonna go till I don't know if I can even
commit that much time anymore.
Yeah, this dedication stuff has got to have different levels to it, I think.
It'd be really cool if you can do the Destiny thing where you can get to a certain point and resume, but I don't know if that's an option. Because you can drop off on a Destiny raid and pick up in the same week, I believe, and continue on from your checkpoint. But I didn't see anything about that. It'd be crazy if they don't have that, but I have no information either way to confirm or deny that. So,
wow.
So if you've got 3 hours, they're awesome. If you don't, that's not gonna be fun. Other than that, guys, Dragon Age. I saw this post on Windows Central today saying it was free.
Yes.
I can't find out where to grab that.
You own it. Well,
I own it, so.
All right, well, you don't need to worry about it. No, what you do is you just, if you go to the store on your Xbone, because I did this actually last night,
okay.
And You know, you pull it up and it'll say, you know, buy it for $59.99, but there'll be a new box right underneath it. Try it free. And you just hit that and it'll start downloading.
Okay.
Oh, really?
So there's another box inside of that. Because I did see it's also on deals for gold now.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I clicked that, it was like, play. And I was like, that doesn't help me. I know I can play it, but how am I going to get notes for the podcast? That's an awesome game. And it's time limited to the 16th. Cram as much of that in there as you can, because it's a great game.
Yep. I might have to do it. I downloaded it, you know, last night, so it should be, hopefully it's ready to go by now.
You would hope. the last thing I have on my list is Overdog is out in preview. That's a really cool kind of idea. So the idea behind it is it's like social networking for matchmaking, if that makes any sense. You pick like your favorite celebrities, but then you also pick your favorite games, movies, TV shows, music, and then it kind of compiles people's likeness to you and gives them a percentage breakdown. So maybe that'll be an option for GTA Heist. It'd be a little less random than just picking up random people. So
there's a lot that's missing from it, though. I mean, I went into it and like, okay, I can set some of my interests, which I have to say, why is Monty Python not an interest? You put it in there, nothing comes up. That is a travesty. And they need to fix that immediately. I also did, Star Trek, because I've watched the show and enjoy it. And the only thing that comes up, I was expecting, like, you know, the show or maybe some of the series, but the only thing that comes up is the most recent movie, which is, Insurrection? Is that the last one? I don't know. I don't even keep track of what the names are anymore.
So basically, this is a millennials game. Okay.
Yes.
It's filling out more. But, yes, there are, like, no bands that I like in there, I don't think. there's very few movies or TV shows. It's in preview, so I'm hopeful that they'll flesh it out. I'm sure that they will. It's a very cool idea, and we'll have to keep playing with it.
Yeah, but you'd think there'd be other things in there, like, I don't know, age and, you know, marital status. Because, you know, if you're an old guy who's married, you're not going to be one to pair it up with a young single guy who, you know, wants to play 20 hours a day when you have three. You know, it just seems like there's anymore. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry to break it to you that way. It's just some of those things. You think if you're doing matchmaking for gaming, why is there not gaming styles in there and the time you spend gaming and you know, how much of that is a priority compared to the rest of your life? You know, these are the kind of things that would really help, you know, match up with people, I would think, for gaming.
Or maybe
they're
trying something else outside the box. They're trying not to bring those things in on purpose, you know, and try to go a little cross court instead of...
Yeah, like, maybe. I don't know.
I think, all right, everything's run by the marketers. We know that. So, like, look at it that way. So... try not to exclude anybody at all.
I was looking at it, you know, trying to figure out where this thing came from, because I just got the, you know, invite from Xbox Live message. Hey, you're in the preview program. Why don't you try this out? I never heard of it. No idea where it came from. Apparently, it started out by this athlete who wanted to match up with, you know, other athletes, like pro athletes, football players and such, who also spend time playing games. So that, I don't know if that's still the demographic they're going for and how big that demographic is, but yeah, you know, that's where its roots are from. So I don't know if that's part
of why
I'm
enjoying this game thoroughly, I guess.
And that's why I'm looking at it like, this is a piece of crap. Nobody's going to use this.
Guys, I would just like to let you know that surfing is not a sport. it's an other interest. It's not a sport.
All right. If we're going to get into that, a sport is defined as you're competing against someone where someone else can affect your outcome. That's what a sport is, as far as I'm concerned. You know, like darts is not a sport, okay? Tennis, yeah.
So all right. You're okay with Halo being a sport?
All right, this is another topic for another time.
What's your take on the whole?
I'm entirely too sober for this.
Open another can.
I don't have much here. I have to go out the other room. But I have more news. I have more news. If that's okay. Titanfall DLC is free right now for the Xbox One and 360. I know that.
Yes, PC as well.
Yes, and them as well, yes. So go get it while you can. 1 year anniversary. It's been a whole year. Huzzah.
Yes.
Plug it back in and get an update that'll take you 2 hours probably. And go get the DLC.
If you want to, on the Xbox One, you can just get the season pass. They also discounted that to zero. So,
that's cool.
You can do it in one purchase instead of three.
Sweet. That's nice. Yeah, and for the people who paid $30, $40 for it, that's okay.
It happens. You know, I don't think I've seen a company do this in a long time since Bungie did it with Halo 2. And I'm very glad to see somebody doing this again, because it could drum up more sales for them. You know, people will want to go out and buy Titanfall now that the DLC is free. And now everybody gets to play on the new map, so it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the way I look at it is, because I work in publishing, so I see how when a book comes out and how it trails off. Like, there is a curve to tie it to different types of books. That when they come out, you get, lots of sales, and it curves off as the life of the title goes. And if another title comes out by the same author, you see little bumps here and there in marketing, blah, blah, blah. But, you could see, a year after a title comes out, probably the sales of it and the usage of it is trailing off. And this is one way to get it back in. You know, we're instead of, doing, a gold package, where you get everything. But I think it's great, and it's good for everybody. So, huzzah.
Huzzah, indeed.
On another note, on the PlayStation Network, they just started debuting a new show only on the PlayStation Now Network called Powers. Have you guys heard of this at all?
No, do tell.
Okay, it's based on a comic book series that's been out for a couple years, and it's phenomenal. I've been following it for probably the past 6 months. A buddy of mine is really into it, and he gave me all his back comics, and it is a phenomenal story. Basically, there's a world where there are people with superpowers. You're either good or you're bad. Okay, it is what it is, but, they are living in your world, and there's a guy who used to be a superhero but lost his powers, and now he's a detective on the police force that deals with powers related crimes, so like homicides, so and so who's bad killed so and so who's good, and it's like they're a police force that the homicide place for that, and they're making this into a real show on the PlayStation Network. And the lead guy in it is this guy, I'm not going to get his name right, Charto Copley or whatever. He was in District 9 and Byzantium and other things. And he's in it and some other guys. The first episode is free if you go to PlayStation.com right now. It just came out yesterday. And it bounces around between three or four different lines within the comic. And it's kind of because I know the stories in the comics, so I'm kind of a little biased. I was expecting this to be so freaking awesome. It's going to be incredible, and it let me down, but other people might enjoy it. If you've never seen it and you're interested in that, you might enjoy it. Check out the first episode for free. Hey, it's free. If you want, you know. But it's really cool. Check out the comic at least, you know, and yeah, okay, that's all I got.
All right.
That's your media update.
Awesome. I haven't had one of those in a while.
I'm good for something. Once in a while.
You said it, not me. All right. So, hype, stripes, culture.
As cranky as I usually am, I don't have anything. Yeah, no.
I have one gripe.
Okay.
They just announced that there's like 20 books coming out before the next Star Wars movie about the story in between Return of the Jedi and the next Star Wars movie. What the frick? 20 goddamn books?
Wait, I thought the books weren't supposed to be canon.
These new ones are.
Oh, well, that,
and,
I don't know what to believe anymore.
I did see something about that. about the books filling in the story.
I may or may not be working for that publisher, but regardless, I'm a little ticked off. Hypothetically.
20 books. And is it supposed to release, is it later this year or next year?
They already started. Two of them are out already. I mean
the movie.
The movie.
Oh, the movie is December of next year, I believe.
Next year?
Of this year.
Okay.
No, of this year. Of this year.
We're already in next year.
Yeah, we're already in next year. It's awesome. That whole spring ahead thing.
yeah.
It was a larger leap for some of us, apparently.
One small leap for Cyber.
Wow. Okay. So 20 books in the next 9 months. I don't get through 20 books in 9 months. That doesn't work.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like, wow. Yeah. I don't think I'll watch 20 TV shows in 9 months. Well, maybe I will.
Wow. Okay. I'll take that gripe. That's legit.
Thank you.
All right. So I think that should just about do it for this week's episode. I'm glad to have you guys online with us again. If we are available on Facebook, you can reach us, facebook.com/geezercast, email us, geezercast@geezergamers.com, or the forums at geezergamers.com as well. On behalf of Devastator and Mossfly, it's Cyber Knight, be online.
AMF.
When I heard who sent it, I would never have guessed. It was my clanmate from Halo, and I said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew that you like Viva Pinata. But nobody could know that you're proud of your garden and its mustachios. Just make yourself a second gamer tag to ensure privacy. But if you want those achievements, come play co-op with me. If you like Viva Pinata, but you feel all ashamed,